It's time to talk business news for Fresno and the Valley with Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
All right, you got to explain this to us. Six Flags over Fresno?
Yeah, there's been a lot of rumors flying around about Six Flags Discovery Kingdom and Vallejo relocating to the Central Valley. Yeah, this came up maybe a couple months ago, and people, city officials in Vallejo, really shut it down quick. But what we've heard from our sources is that those negotiations are real and they're taking place. Obviously, people in the city of Vallejo, you know, what they told us is that they've talked to Six Flags corporate and we're told, you know, there's nothing going here. But, you know, we understand, so I'm not sure what the disconnect is, but, you know, we understand why they wouldn't want that sort of tourist attraction to leave their town. It employs just short of 1,600 people, obviously has a lot of ancillary benefits, you know, for restaurants, hotels, other industries, anything associated with major tourist attractions. It receives about 1.5 million visitors a year, and they go to enjoy 60 rides, you know, a bunch of shows and attractions, including some 10 really big roller coasters. Also has animal exhibits as well. A lot of people might know it as the Old Marine World. So, you know, the people we spoke to, you know, they couldn't confirm on the record that these things were happening. It's a very sensitive time when those negotiations are happening. But obviously everyone feels like it would be a major boon to the Central Valley. Mayor Dyer, obviously, he couldn't confirm anything, but he said that this is part of like his plan to make this area kind of an entertainment hub for California. We spoke to the head of the local tourist association in Fresno. And her quote was that the thought of getting Six Flags makes her salivate. And so that's pretty big. Nothing is ever set in stone on projects like this. People might remember that Walt Disney wanted to build a ski resort at the Mineral King in the Sequoia National Forest, and that was going to be a big project. Hotels, restaurants. So this started in the mid-60s. That project dragged on, environmental lawsuits, the death of Walt Disney, and it was dropped. So, you know, this could go one of a couple ways, but, you know, it's happening. So we'll keep you posted when there's something to report.
Yeah, I know you have your ear to the ground as usual. Now tell us about a former olive plant that's going to become a cannabis operation.
Yeah. Big news from the South Valley. So the former Lindsay Olive Processing Plant and the community of Lindsay got the green light to operate as a cannabis cultivation processing hub. Property owner bought it several years ago. He's the owner of Fisher Metal Products in Visalia, and it looks like he's getting into the cannabis business. He applied for and was granted a conditional use permit earlier this month. Plans to operate in a 10,000 square foot building at the complex, which actually consists of 10 buildings. Pretty big complex there. He's going to keep what he's doing in those 10,000 square feet. If you go larger than 20,000 square feet, it requires a special license from the state. He hopes to build up the business and expand with that operation, hire up to 20 people to start. The extra space could be used by other cannabis companies if the interest is there. And it looks like a real win-win, you know, for the city. This building's been empty for more than 10 years, and, you know, it could possibly generate some tax revenue once that gets rolling.
Hey, Gabe, have a great Easter weekend with your family, man.
Thank you, Tony. You too.
And if you want more information on these stories, all news that is business, you can pick up a copy of the Business Journal or check them out online, thebusinessjournal.com.